WTX. Good morning, Tom.
And how's Mr. Patrick doing today on his nice route?
Great. How about you, Miss Bernice?
I'm doing fine. Hi, Patrick.
Just a minute, Patrick. I got to execute a stop sign here and get a piece of double mint. Where are you headed this morning, bud?
The TR area this morning, and then this afternoon I'll be down in Berea.
I know where Spartanburg's at, but I don't know where Berea's at, but I've heard of it. You know, we're from Kansas, we're a little bit slow.
Years ago when I started this, I wouldn't have known either.
Well, you know, when I delivered drugs, I really got to know the town that I lived in back in Kansas, and also when I delivered newspapers.
You learn how to get around, that's for sure.
You'd ask me why I was delivering drugs. It was for Lindbergh Drugstore on the motorcycle. Big pay then, $1 an hour, furnish your own motorcycle and your own gasoline.
One way to do it, I guess. Nowadays, you can't do that.
Yeah, gasoline was only 15 cents a gallon.
Now, wait a minute. I think that was Bill. You're killing our age.
Like you. Hello, Patrick. Tom and Bernice. All I can remember was 15 cents a gallon. I remember my dad yelling at us. We had three cars. We had a $3 gas bill, and he was upset.
I think I do remember. You know, remember when they had the gas wars? I think I do remember it now that you mention it. 15.9. They always got to put that 9 on there. But I was thinking about you. You must have been squirming or something, because I just put that envelope with that stuff you sent me on that antenna down in the basement this morning. And Chad come out and helped me get the vertical part of it up. And Maurice and I made the counterpoise. What come out? It looks nice, Bill. And you know, out at the isolation transformer, Chad's analyzer got it at 2.4, and I think mine said 2.3. But when I put the coax on there, as you taught me years ago with the super loop, when you told me to add about 10 feet, when I got back there to the switch box right across the driveway in back there, it was 1.3. Now, that's as far uptown as you get, ain't it, Bill?
I believe it'll load up. It'll load good. Well, yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got it working. The real truth of the antenna is, if you measure the piece right there at the base of the antenna and the counterpoise, it ought to be somewhere around 35 ohms. Resistance. But I would not argue. If you got it loaded up there in the shack, I think that's great. I just left the Y, hit it home, filled up with gas, and it was not 15 cents a gallon.
I don't mean to cut you out, Patrick, but I did have a question for Bill. Now, if you measure that, like with my good ohm meter, my Fluke, right out there at the isolation transformer, it measured zero. Even with the delta T in there and taking out the resistance of the meter leads, Bill, is that normal? I mean, to me it looks like it would be, because that coil is low impedance. You're talking about 35 ohms with the analyzer, is that correct?
Yeah, no. I think that transformer's probably short. It's probably a show short, more than likely. But no, I'm talking about the T-point RF impedance.
Yeah, I was trying to explain that to Bernice, but it gets into that too much of that, you know, 1 over 2 pi SC and all of that junk that you know. anyways, yeah, thank you, Bill. I thought so, and I didn't look at that on the analyzer, but I always take a measurement. I bought 150 feet of LMR 400. Boy, it's like $1.60 a foot now, Bill, from Ham Radio Outlet. But it had the ends on it and everything, and they're very well put on and really waterproofed. But I still put the black stuff on them. But at any rate, I always measure that, and it measured only a half an ohm with the meter lead resistance out of the circuit. But I was very happy with that. And then I'll send it over to Patrick, and then I got one more question for you on it, Ms. Sindrill, TR. Go ahead, Patrick.
Ms. Bernice and Bill, I'm going to have to say 73s. I've arrived at my next stop. Good to talk to both of you this morning, and glad everybody's doing okay. So I'll say 73s for now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
73s, Patrick. Good to hear you this morning. I'll catch you later. We're heading over to Spartanburg to Sam's and maybe Costco's, I think Bernice said. But Bill, in W4NGU was asking me yesterday if I thought that was a better antenna than the Carolina Wyndham, the 265-foot one. And I told him to reference that to you because I hadn't even used the vertical yet. But I did dynamically test it up to 1 kW, and it was just fine. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, yeah, it goes around. It's like, what do you want to use it for? the only reason you put up one of those really is to get some lower angle radiation that you're not going to. It's going to be better at low angles than Carolina Wyndhams, but you know, if you're working up close, you know, and you're on a net, you probably the Wyndham would do better. Like if you're a 160 meter net, you know, probably the it probably both do fine, but the Wyndham probably a little better.
Well, I know Phil monitors a lot, so I hope you heard that. That's about the same thing as I told him. If I had a choice between the two, I'd stick with the, and he already has a 160 meter Wyndham. And for that reason, I know, every once in a while I check into the Western Kansas single sideband net, which is a lot of farmers and people in Western Kansas, which you know is rather flat and lots of wheat. But it does pretty good up to there. Now, this time of year, I'd say no joy on that. But there goes a 737 in. I think it might be the Navy plane. It's unmarked into the airport here. We're out on Gap Creek Road. But, yeah, and that's a pretty good jump. But I hear during the contest and that, I hear very well on the Wyndham as far as the contest goes, except Europeans are hard for me, Bill. I've only got 60, and I think Bob's only got about 62 or so last time I talked to him, and he uses FT8, which of course makes it a lot easier.
FT8 changed the whole picture of DX. I call it the great equalizer. Just to be sure I understand what you're saying, I'm not saying that antenna ought to measure 35 ohms. I think you got an analyzer of some kind that will measure the impedance, right? It'll measure how many ohms impedance it is at the feed point. And I guess what I was asking you, did you measure it at the feed point? And what did it read?
Cat 9, for some reason, only looked at the SWR. And I don't know, Chad's pretty smart. I don't know if he looked at the impedance or not, but I will. I'll do that, Bill. And I haven't checked it clear back at the radio yet, and I want to do that. But I go through an antenna switch out there, and I've always been kind of hesitant to do that because that switch box uses 12 volts AC on it. But I don't think that'll hurt it. Will it, Bill, if I measure it back through the switch box all the way to the antenna? This is N0TR.
WR at your, you know, like at your radio. You don't want to put it. In other words, on the antenna side of that switch box, I mean, you can measure it anywhere there. you just don't want to. You just don't want to do anything between your bias T transformer, where you're putting the 12 volts, and the switch box. Because you got 12 volts in there, you don't want anything that would short that out. But anyway, what I'm saying is measure at the feed point, the actual antenna. That's the best place to really find out what your antenna is doing.
Last time I measured at the radio, I think I just unplugged the wall wart, and I had the selector switch over to the proper antenna and then measured through it. But I think if the power's lost, it reverts back to antenna 1, but it's been several years since I looked at that paperwork on it, but I was thinking about measuring it back there. But if it measures good from the antenna switch box out, and I have four ports, and I only had the super loop and the Carolina Windham on it, one for the 160 vertical, and I think, you know, with the power off, it reverts back to the one normally closed, just on that relay. So I don't think it'd be accurate anyways, Bill, if I measured it back there. Well, I'll go out there and do that. I sealed it yesterday with that liquid electrical tape. And I don't think it really even needed it because they did a bang-up job on their heat shrink and that on those connectors, and I really didn't want to disturb them. But I don't have to do that. And I'll go look at that antenna analyzer and see what I need to do to read that reactance or impedance at the antenna switch box. And I'm anxious to see what that says. It should be 35 ohms.
All right. How long is it from your switch box to the antenna?
I should put it this way, $239.95 worth of LMR-14, or 400.
Okay, well, I hope it all works all right. And I'm not suggesting you measure it at the switch box. You measure it at the antenna itself, or the, you know, right where, if you want to call it the insulator, or right where the end of the coax is that goes to your antenna, not a switch box, but the other end at the antenna. Measure the antenna, take that coax off and measure it there.
Yes, sir, I understood you. That's right at the counterpoise where the isolation transformer is mounted on it, Bill. And that's what we did. We just had a short jumper on it and measured it. But as I remember, I don't remember Chad saying anything about the impedance. His read 2.4 on the SWR, and mine read 2.3, but when I went back to the switch box, not through the switch box on that 150-foot run, it come down to 1.3.
Okay. Point is, there you're not reading antenna beats. To really tune that antenna a quarter wave like that, you want to measure the impedance at right at the antenna and get it real close to 35 ohms. That may be off a couple ohms, but and you adjust the length to get it as close to zero reactance and about 35 ohms. I can't remember. It's like 33.7. But you know, if it's working for you, just leave it alone. Use it. The thing is, coax, even though you have SWR, a higher SWR, 2 or 3 to 1, the coax transforms it. And it depends how long that coax is in relation to the wavelength of whatever frequency you're using. But if you go online and read about how to do those and tune them, you adjust the length of the vertical section and also to a certain extent the counterpoise until you get it to resonance. And resonance is where you have zero reactance and you should get around 33. And at that point, that antenna is the most efficient it's going to get. And actually, your SWR will actually be higher at the probably wherever you're feeding it. But anyway, it sounds like you got it working. Don't worry about it. And my doggy is here. I am in the parkway. You may not even be hearing me. Anyway, it's good talking to you. N0TR N4IQ.
Well, thanks, Bill. I knew you'd know the finer points of it, and I really appreciate it. Didn't mean to pick your brain, but I did. One final question. Did you put the... I forget how many picofarads.
Was keying up the tone on top of you. What was the question?
Well, capacitor, they mentioned that one guy, that N2A Alpha Victor, I think it is, he put so many picofarad in series with it. Did you do that?
No, I didn't. And see, the reason he did that is he tuned his antenna to resonance. All right. And if it's really at resonance, you're going to have about a 1.5 SWR or something like that. But he put that in there to actually make the to make it broadbanded to actually reduce the SWR because he actually got his antenna to resonance, which would be 33 ohms. Well, your coax is 50, so you're going to have some SWR in the line, and also the antenna won't be as flat as you want. So he put that in there. I mean, he did it scientifically. He measured it, you know, and he decided he wanted to have the antenna flatter as far as SWR. But I'll be honest with you, at that frequency, you're not going to have any loss to speak of it. Even with a 2-to-1 SWR in the line. As long as you can load into it, I wouldn't worry about it. But I don't know. I think I sent you information on how to tune it. Anyway, I'm here. My dog's in the garage. I got to let him out. N0TR, N4IQ.
Okay, Bill. Thanks again. Great to hear you say hello to Elaine and give that doggy a hug. 73's Bill. N4IQ, N0TR.
Okay, 33 and 4 IQ.